Yeah, this is so we started last week the inyan of Gnevas Das, basically. And we spoke about the Gemara there, Einas Dvarim. That was really what we discussed last week, Einas Dvarim. And we said Einas Dvarim are cases where, like the Gemara discusses over there in Bar Metzia, it's not just insulting someone, but it's wasting someone's time in business or whatever. So the next in Shulchan Aruch, we didn't see the Shulchan Aruch inside, but the next inyan in Shulchan Aruch is inyan of Gnevas Das, which is also a similar idea. And it's the Gemara here in Chulin. The Gemara is talking about that if you have meat that you can't sell to a Yid, and the Kaddish Shaila is, how do you want to give it over? You want to sell it to the guy. You know, you have different customers in your store. Now, if you're going to tell the guy, this is treif, this is no good meat, we can't eat this, so the guy's not going to really be too interested in buying it. So you want to try to get him to buy it without knowing that it's really a...
not kosher.
That was, without knowing that it's not kosher. So,
right.
So the Gemara says this, the Amar Shmuel, also lignoiv das habriyos, you're not allowed to be going to do gnevas das, v'afilu daitoi shalevi kechavim.
Even a guy.
V'had the Shmuel, lav beferish itmar. And this din of Shmuel was not. It comes from a story. El mechlala itma. The Shmuel have a ka'avim b'mavra. He was passing over a river and he wanted someone to take him in his boat. Amal l'shame. So he told the person with him, paisi l'mabure, give this guy something to give him a tip so he'll do a good job. Paisi he did and he gave him a treif chicken. The ikpid, Shmuel was very upset at him. My time ikpid, why was he upset? I'm rabbi, and the girl is treifa hava. V'yavan yaleh, b'mar d'shchuta. So Shmuel gave him this, the shamish gave him Shmuel's meat. You want Shmuel's meat? You know how much Shmuel must have paid his shoychit for this? So you want Shmuel's meat? You could have a piece of Shmuel's meat. And the guy was all excited. And next thing you know, it was a treifa anyway. So Shmuel's upset. He says, Gnevas Das. He thinks he's getting good meat, and in the meanwhile, he's getting this treifa. So the Gemara says maybe it's not a raya, maybe he was upset for different reasons, but that's the din of Shmuel. Okay, now before we continue, let's see the next case, and then we'll discuss this a little bit. The next case is where it's underlined, and it says Hayir Rameir Oimer. Tanya Hayir Rameir Oimer. Rameir said another application of Gnevas Das. Al Yisariv Adam L'Chaver. A person shouldn't insist to his friend, Lissad Etzla, that he should eat with him. But he's not going to eat with you. He's not going to come over. He's not going to, like when, the classical, I'm going to invite him. I heard he's out of town, so it's a perfect opportunity to invite him to come to my chasana. So that type of idea. So we'll discuss in detail. But this is the idea of Mermeir. You shouldn't be mafias someone and express a certain, midas or something to him, that you like him and really you have no intention of carrying it out. Don't offer him a gift and you know he's not going to accept it. This means that what used to happen was is that they would have a barrel of wine. And now if you opened a barrel of wine for a guest, a guest would come. You would open a barrel of wine. Wow, he's opening a brand new bottle. He doesn't give me the leftover little, flat stuff that's in the fridge. He's opening a new bottle for me. So that shows that he's chashev. Now, in the meanwhile, he's about to give this over to a chenven. The chenven, he opens the barrel right when he opens it, and he sells cup by cup. So it's not a chiddush that he's opening it, because he'd have to open it anyway. So don't tell the guy, I'm doing it, mama, just for you. Or he at least gets the impression he's doing it just for you. In the meanwhile, you have to be moedia him. According to the Pasha Peshan of the Gemara, you have to actually be moedia him. No, I'm not doing it for you. And don't tell him, oh, take oil. And you know he's not interested in oil, but there's no oil there anyway. So the Gemara asks one kasha, and then we'll get into it. So it says, Eini, Va'ula ikla lebe Rabbi Yehuda. Ula went to the house of Rabbi Yehuda. Pasach lo chavir samachur sechenveni. He did this to him. He opened up a barrel for the guy, and then he gave him wine, he made him all chashav, and then after he left, he went ahead and gave it over to the chenveni. So he did this thing. No. First, Tarot says, I do. No, he told him that, by the way, I'm opening the barrel anyway, but you can have a cup. No, Vibai Seima, he taka didn't tell him. But what's the teretz? Shiny, important. Shiny ula, the chaviv leiler of Yehuda, the blav hachinami p'tuchim meftach lei. He would have done it anyway. Hitaka would have done it for him, even if he wasn't selling it to the chenveni. So therefore, I don't have to tell you that I'm also happened to be selling it to the chenveni.
Because I would have done it anyway.
I would have done it anyway, right? You offer someone a ride to the airport. Now, you happen to be going there anyway to pick someone else up. But if you would have taken him anyway, you don't have to tell him that I'm going there anyway. You could offer him the ride, you know, I'll take you to the airport, and he feels all good about it that, you know, wow, he's willing to take me to the airport. Meanwhile, you're not really going out of the way for him. But if you Taka wouldn't do it, the only reason you're doing it is because you're going anyway, you have to tell him, I'm going anyway. And if you want, I'll take you. Now,
he's going out of his way a little bit no matter what to accommodate him.
Okay, so that little bit, that he understands.
You're giving the guy such a good feeling. Why would you want to take that away from him?
Because you know what? Because then he's going to take you to the airport next time, and it's Taka out of his way. And if he knows that you didn't go out of your way for him, he's not going out of the way for you. So it's very nice. It's a good feeling, but that good feeling is going to cost him. So he doesn't want to pay for that good feeling. Yeah. Okay. So now we'll see later. There's a Gemara Amud Beis. I don't know if the Oyam got to the Gemara Amud Beis. There is a Gemara Amud Beis. It's a little caveat to this, which we'll learn now also. The Gemara Amud Beis talks about a story that it's a yisoid in these halachas. It's underlined. The second arrow. It says, Inuhu de kamatayu anafshayu. Let's see the story. Ki hadu marzutra breder of Nachman. Marzutra, the son of Rav Nachman, have a ka'azul mesichra lebe machuza. He was traveling from sichra to be machuza. V'rava Rav Safra have a ka'azul lesichra. Now, Rava and Rav Safra were on their way to the city of Sichra. On the way into the city, all of a sudden, Marzutra leaves the city. So, Pogwa Hadadi, who suffer la'apehu de ka'azul. He thought that they're coming to greet him. He's leaving the city, and they're coming out of the city to go and greet him. And he felt all good about it. Amar lehu, lama lehu l'rabbanu d'trayach v'asu. Oh, you didn't have to. You didn't have to come all the way here just for me. So Amar lehu Safra Taka told him, don't worry, we didn't.
He was honest.
Anan lehava yadinan. The Kasimar, we didn't know.
We would have.
Yeah, but by the way, you have a Yadinan Tfeavitachinan. If we knew, we would have Taka come earlier. But now that we didn't know, you know, don't get too excited, we didn't know that. So Amalei Rava. Rava told his partner of Safra that he was walking with, Mr. Brass's Taina. My time Amrit Lehachi, the Achashilta Ledaite. Why are you telling him this? He got such a good feeling out of it.
It didn't cost
And now you're just taking away his good feeling. You're making him feel bad. Had he understood that it was, you know, because we're fooling him, that's why. I can't let him go around with this misrepresented, false perception. So says the Gemara Yisoid, Yuhu de kamati nafshe, which means like this. Really, he was mati, he fooled himself. I didn't do anything for him to assume that I came to greet him. He was presumptuous on this. He did something which is not a reasonable assumption. It's not a reasonable assumption to assume that they came to greet him. He should have thought that they were on the way. The fact that he was presumptuous and assumed that it was for them, I don't have to correct that mistake. So if it's something which is a reasonable assumption, that if I'm going to the airport, it's probably because I'm taking you special, then I have to tell you. But if it's not reasonable assumption, right, and the guy's going, it's not a reasonable assumption at all that you would have done it, and he's making that assumption, I don't have to correct him. It's his mistake.
It was reasonable what they said. Listen, what? Had we known you were coming, we would have come earlier.
They said it, but they didn't say that. That's true.
Okay, so obviously he's saying it. Obviously it's reasonable.
It is reasonable.
Yeah, so he's saying, he had to cover up. But the point is, if it's a reasonable...
Why is that not deceiving?
If it's, what?
Why is that not deceiving? Is that...
Maybe that's a way of talking. Like, nice avada if we know, you know, whatever. But I don't know the answer to that.
Could be meant it.
The Gemara is saying here that something which is not reasonable for the person to assume that he's getting that COVID, or you're doing something special for him, right? Then, listen, I don't have to. You should assume that I'm on my way, you know. But.
Like if you buy an Esrog for $20, you can't assume that it's going to be a Hudur Alafal of Esrog.
Okay, but well, okay. No, I'm not sure how it comes in here, but yeah, okay, something like that. If a guy does something for you, which is totally unreasonable for you to assume that it's a special favor for him, for you, then, and he made this, and you know that he made that assumption, right? I'm going to New York, and all of a sudden you want to ride to New York. You think I'm driving specially to New York for you? The airport's one thing. You think I'm so? The guy thinks that I'm going. I don't have to correct him. Let him think that. You know, he should have understood on his own that I didn't fool him. I didn't fool him. It's an understood thing. That if I'm offering you a ride there, then I'm going anyway. You can come along.
Right.
So the fact that you assume that, you know, I'm driving special for you, that's your problem. I didn't fool you. you fooled yourself.
Okay.
So anything which is begedder, you fooling yourself, so you made the assumption.
Is it a function of how much, what the assumption should have been, or is it a function that if I did something normal, I was doing my everyday occurrence, and then because of that, you misread that. In other words, what happens if
the question is if you have the right to...
If I do something normal, and it seems to be, it's in the Madriga, like I'm opening a chavis because... Not because you're... I happen to be opening the chavis and you walk in at the exact same time, but I was already opening it before you came in. And then you say, oh, you saw me coming, you opened it. Do I have to... Is it you, Tamante and Avshay?
Yes, so Rashi says it is.
It is.
No.
Didn't we say anything more before that if you would have done it anyways, you don't have to correct it?
If you would have what?
If you would have done it anyway, then you don't have to correct it.
Like Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah. So Rashi has a kasha. So Rashi says that. Rashi says in the underlying Rashi says, "Dilomashayli itreifik she v'haydik tani la'el mipnei shemateyu b'moichel b'chay." Here, v'chein the first white line Rashi says, "V'chein apaseh chavias amuchuras lachen v'ni do'aymer loy b'shvilcha ani poischam devad le'goynev da'itoy."
That
you're talking about that it's lying. That's how Rashi learns. But then Tosis asks, "What do you think Ula would lie? What was Ula's kasha then? Right. Ula told him, 'I'm doing it for you.'" Right. So Tosis says, "No, that it's not a normal thing. It's not a reasonable thing that people open barrels for other people." So the Viter, it would be technically a normal thing. So since you have to correct him because it's not an outrageous thing. So therefore, you have to correct him on that. Now, okay. If you would have done it anyways, then the Gemara says you don't have to.
Right.
So what are you asking? They would have done it?
No, Ula would have opened the
It seems like you're asking Avram's kasha. Would they have done it anyways? If Yitzchak would have done it anyways, then why do they have to?
So
Tosis asks a kasha. So the answer is, right? Look at the bottom of Tosis. Tosis asks his kasha. Tosis says, "V'hakamatina lei v'im toimer v'ha'in zatoyis kim de'belav hachia yuboim lechoy the k'dgarmer lei tfei avtachina dechia gavner mina le'el by the story of Ula that he would have opened the barrel for him." So why do I have to tell him? I'm telling you, I would have done it anyway.
Right.
So Tosis says, "Deloy dami klal, deleil nihi deleka pseidak." I'll tell you outside. Over there, Yitzchak did it for him. It's just that there's also chenveni involved, but lemaisa he did it for him. So the fact that maybe I'm also doing it for the chenveni, fine. But lemaisa I did it for you. I don't have to tell you my other cheshbonis. But here, I didn't do it for you at all. I had no clue you were coming. So that's a total tois. I have to correct you. Okay. Bottom line is, in this Gemara, there's two major chidushin about Gneivas Das. Okay, and we have to analyze them both separately. One is that it's usur. We start off the Gemara. Shmuel said usur lignav das abris v'afil daito shel akum. So you're not allowed to do this even to a guy. That's chiddush number one. Now that's a big chiddush because we learned last sugya of aina is mutter to a guy. Uh-huh. So to rip the guy off and sell to him at an upgraded price, that I'm allowed to do. But to be going of daito, right? That I'm not allowed to do. Number one. Number two is that all these cases, most of these cases, there's two levels of cases here. And that's what we have to differentiate between. One is stam. I'm giving you a present or I'm doing something for you. But there's another case over here which is the next bracketed piece, which says, lo yimkar adam l'chaver sandal shamesa b'chal shachaya. I can't sell you a leather you think it's purified leather or whatever, and really it's a leather of an animal that just died. I'm not allowed to sell you that because I'm selling you the wrong item, even though in price I'm giving you the same price. I'm not cheating you. The price is the same, but I'm selling you something other than what you think you're getting. So that's Gneivas Das as well. So that's a Gneivas Das in a sale. So the question we have to see is there a different distinction between Gneivas Das in all these cases, inviting you, doing something nice for you, taking you to the airport, versus the Gneivas Das when I'm telling you I'm selling you something, but really I'm selling you something totally different, but it happens to me there's no price difference.
Triple distortion.
Is there a difference in Gneivas Das there? For example, we said last week, let's say I tell you, that this car is in mint condition, it's in perfect condition, whatever. In the meanwhile, the car needs new brakes. Nishkafelach, it needs brand new brakes. But I'm selling you with a warranty. So you're not going to lose money. Lamaisa. You're not going to lose money on the deal.
Lose time,
but it's going to be a pain in the neck because you're going to have to go to the guy and he's going to switch your car. So that's definitely, it's awesome because I'm telling you, I'm selling you a car which is good, has good brakes, and I'm telling you it has bad brakes, I'm telling you it has good brakes. But there's no, that's Gneivas Das, it's not Gneivas. Is there a difference between that type of case versus these other Gneivas Dasas, which are, it's a matana. I'm telling you, I'm giving you, such a nice thing. I'm opening a barrel for you. No, I'm not opening a barrel for you. That's only a matana. I don't have to open anything for you, right? So, is there a difference between these two things?
Yeah.
So, okay. So let's go back one step.
The question is whether or not there's a difference in Gneivas Das if someone is overcharging versus
No, or even if, let's say it's a gneves das in the context of a sale, right? In the context of a sale, I'm selling you something, and I tell you, like this case of the Gemara, or
and you're charging him
less, and I'm charging you the price, the fair price, but it's a little bit different than what you think it is.
Financial loss.
I mean, by definition, a bait and switch is not when you charge too much for the object. A bait and switch is when you wait a minute that you're going to buy this item, and then you swap it out with something else.
Well, it serves the same purpose. It's just that, you know, like my case.
Has
no,
it
could be anything.
Well,
$8,000
then my case.
Good condition, meanwhile the brakes are gone. Yeah, he's lying to him.
The Gemara's case, I sell the guy. I'm saying the Gemara's case, it doesn't make a difference to him. I sell him the treif meat. Instead, I told him it's kosher, but I'm selling him treif meat.
He
makes no difference to him if it's treif or kosher.
Correct.
So am I allowed to tell him it's kosher, get the price for the treif, but this way he's happy with me. Wow, he gave me such a good piece.
Right.
It doesn't make a difference to him, right?
Right, but if he had a mafias in charge the entire time, he could have turned around and sold that to somebody that's Jewish. That treif meat.
Well, we're not going to go that far.
Okay, that's a different sugya here. Let's say, like I mentioned before, there was a non-Jewish guy comes into a store.
Not
a non-Jewish guy comes into the store and he wants a mezuzah. Right? Why? Oh, it's protection. Marcia. It's geschmack. Whatever. So you're not allowed to give him a mezuzah to a guy. So I'll give him a piece of paper in the box and go hang this up. So for him, his purpose is it makes no difference. So am I allowed to sell it to him for the price of a kosher mezuzah?
Yeah.
No. That's stealing.
I think.
Well, what's stealing about it?
Huh?
For his purposes, he's getting a mezuzah.
But he's not getting what he
is.
For what he needs, and there's no difference between this one and that one. So I'm selling him something which is accomplishing exactly the same purpose that he needs it for the price.
That's not right either. I don't think it's right either.
No, so Avada, it's Gneves Das. No, but you're selling it to him cheap price. Well, he thinks he's getting a great deal. Okay, because you're selling to him for the price of the paper, not for the price of the parchment.
Oh, okay.
But he thinks he's getting the parchment.
Right.
So now he thinks he's getting a great deal.
Yeah, but he's not getting. He's getting one with a battery.
Or whatever,
that's not
right?
Working.
Say, fine.
There's
if he
no
thinks he's getting a great deal, maybe it's even different.
There's no
but at all. He doesn't think it, right. You're not ripping him off. You're just.
Anyway,
you want a kosher mezuzah? Great. And I'll give it to you even for $10. It's just the price of the case. It's just the price of the case. I'll throw in the parchment for free. Well,
he's not a fool if he can't tell
nobody books.
No, so my question is, that's one example, okay, that's Gneves Das.
For him it's the same mezuzah, it's the same.
Okay, so one second, so this is Gneves Das, where the pshat is, makes no difference to him, but Lamaisa, he thinks he's getting A, you're giving him B.
Right.
But you're no Gneves Mammon involved. He's saying, I want him as like the Jews have.
He puts him in a parish that's possible.
Huh?
He puts him in a parish that's possible.
Okay, so now, okay, but he thinks, or, so one second, so I want you to get to this, because there's a lot to, so one second, so, okay, shh, one second, let's cover this, because there's a lot to talk about still. So there's that case versus and there's another case of Gneves Das when he didn't pay for it. You're giving him, you know, you're making a nice gesture to the guy, and you're inviting him, but you have no intention of really him taking you up on it, and all that. There's not a sale involved. That's also Gneves Das. Is that the same level Gneves Das? So let's figure out one thing at a time. What is the source? What's the source of Gneves Das? Is it Daraisa or Durabono? This idea that if the guy comes into the store asking for kosher meat, you sell him treif meat. You're not stealing his money because you're selling it to him for the price of treif meat. So you're only stealing his Das. You're doing Gneves Das. Is that a Daraisa? Or is that a Durabono? Is it a Midatoiva? What is it? So this Ritzva, you should have the Ritzva there.
Okay.
So the Ritzva says like this. So the Ritzva says, What was the chiddush of Shmuel? So let's go to the V'yei Shloim. What was the chiddush here? You're not allowed to be going of das. Of course, you're not allowed to be going of das. So I'll take one. So V'yei Shloimar. Oh, there's a couple more here. V'yei Shloimar on worth underlined. Ime ha'hi havamina dafka b'mecher ki hasam shenochi nois and damin. That you would think that you're just not allowed to do Gneves Das when you're selling something and you're selling it as one thing of a bedoyrin. Remember, what was the case of Shmuel? You wanted to give a tip. You wanted to give a tip to the guy driving you across the street.
Right. Right.
So that's just a matana. You don't have to give him anything. You know, ain boy mishum Gneves Das legabe goy. Kamashmuel and the Shmuel. So we learn from Shmuel. Da'av b'zu also legabe das goy. Now, v'isa Gneves Daito shel goy. The Isser Gnevas Das, it even applies to a guy. Kosvu Ktsasa Bersena Bashim Balatis, the Tosis holds, Shuhu Isser Torah.
Wow.
It's learned that from the Torah, the Raisa, the Nafkal, and the Ksiv Loitignoivu. In this week's parasha, we just read, it says Loitignoivu, Asnachta, Loitignoivu. Then it says, Vlosinacha Chashuv, Lasashakru Ishba Misai. That's only going on the last part of the pasuk, which is l'sachachashuv l'sashakru, b'makom sheinchil Hashem. Okay. So he says that then towards the end, skip a line. He says va'afagav d'loy ashkan gnevas stam gnevas das b'kan nechtav l'signeivu stam lichlol everything. So in other words, there's a Tvoi saying over here, a huge chiddush, that loy tignoivu parshas kedoshim that we just read. It's not talking about specifically stealing money. It's stealing someone's das.
Wow.
You're stealing an impression. You're stealing a certain feeling by the person. That's included in the iser of gneva midiraisa. So according to this, it's iser and gneva midiraisa, and applies even to a goy.
Wow.
In a case of a sale, you're selling something to a goy, and he thinks it's one. So the case of mezuzah lecha is an iser deraisa to do that, because you're not allowed to tell him that he's getting one thing if he's getting something else.
But you give him a tip, you give him something he said over here in the first case.
So that's
maybe
sir, but it's also an asr derabanan. So this is what the Mefarshim and the Rambam say, that even if you hold Gnevas Das as deraisa, that's only in the case of the sale. Okay, because there's a sale involved. So he's giving money for something, for one thing, for something.
And he's getting something
else. That's Gneva Midaraisa. Even though there's no monetary loss, but there's a Das loss on the sale, that's an isr deraisa. However,
why is it only derabanan? Why can't it be deraisa?
What?
Is it only derabanan?
Oh, so, no, because like, the kovitz, the mafarshim and the Rambam say that that's pashut, that once there's no money in transaction at all, it can't be included in loitig noivu.
Well, I'm stealing his das. You just said that it's
what? He says avagabi matana, the gamki nasrin and gnevas das vade de enol midrabanan. That's what he wants to say. That even though he holds like the ritva, so by matana it's only derabanan. So it comes out that matana is only derabanan. There's machlokes if that iser applies to a guy, the second level. So inviting that whole example, maybe that only applies to a yid, which is the sheet of the Bach. The Bach holds that all these other halachas, besides the sale, you're not allowed to invite someone, you're not allowed to make him feel good, that only applies ish ba'amisle, to a friend, to a guy, a yid. But to a guy, let's say you have a worker, and you know you want to make them feel good, so you offer them stuff, and you know they're not going to take it.
That's
so
okay.
That is okay, according to the Bach.
So you can chanfe to
the Bach holds that you're allowed to be mechanef to a guy. This is lashon the Bach. Also, lignam dasa brias calls it perkin anashav ein zel el Yisrael of a lagoy lechanufile ein iser bedvarim. You're allowed to do that to a guy, okay? So let's summarize it. So it comes out that when you're in a sales situation, okay, we're talking about you're not ripping him off monetarily. You're finagling it in a way that maybe he'll feel good. He thinks he's getting a good deal, and meanwhile he's not. Okay, so that's Gnevas Das and Kumi Tzinis Deraisa even to a guy, which is a huge chiddush, because you're allowed to overcharge him straight out. There's no issue right now, but to do Gnevas Das is also to a guy, big chiddush. Now Ramosha writes in a tshuva, what about if you have a guy, that he always has to feel like he's getting a good deal. He's always negotiating. He always comes in the store. He's always negotiating. Okay, so you know. So are you allowed to jack up? He always negotiates you down 20%. So are you allowed to jack up the price mitchila?
Yeah.
Yeah. This pair of shoes, yeah, it's 120, and he's going to knock you down to 80. In the meanwhile, you don't mind selling it for 80 for anyone.
Right.
But this guy always wants to get a deal. So are you allowed to jack it up to 120? He's going to knock it down to 80, and you sold it for 80. Or is that Gnevas Das? Because he thinks that he's getting a good deal.
Yid or goy?
Yeah, that's the nature of a bargain.
I don't know.
Myself. What?
That's the nature of bargaining. The stores do the same thing.
You're allowed to deal with a guy. So if he's always trying to get the deal, you're also allowed to get a deal. So you're allowed to start off, you're allowed to jack up the price, even beyond the shear of Aina. If you know that at the end of the negotiating process, that's what Moshe says, it's not going to have his
das. That day, he just lives in a bad mood, he's deciding, I'm not negotiating, I'm going to take the first price that he gives me. I'm in trouble.
Then you say, you know
so
what?
Then you know what?
For you.
Why would you allow to be a joke?
The guy comes in,
that would also have to do with local customs, too.
He doesn't know what to do, he can't bargain. Then he walks out, wait a minute, if you gave him for that price, maybe I should have bargained. Maybe it's not worth that. I should have gotten that.
You feel worse.
Yeah. So what was that? That's the goal. So the That's what Moshe says, but that's all in the cases of sales. In a case of non-sale situation, when you're dealing with, you know, doing a favor for someone or something like that, which is why what
giving that matzah to the
Goy you give all the good, you know, you couldn't have eaten it anyway. You give it to your cleaning lady. She feels yeah. So that's for sure. It's a machlokes. The Yom Shel Shleim Paskins is ushered by a Goy. Fine. But it's only us in Darabana. Now, what about the classical? No, you could, but the point is, they can't be machzik yutoiva more than what really you're doing for them.
Let us say these are my leftovers. Take my
leftovers. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Now, in the case of someone asked, which is the case of the Gemara, Leisar Vodam. So, what about Taka? A person is a very common scenario. A person's making a wedding out of town. Okay, so if they would be making a wedding in Miami, they would have to take the list very seriously, look who they're inviting, and they would invite the closest to whatever amount of 100 friends, whatever. But now they're making it out of town, they invite the whole city, because why not? No one's going to come, and maybe people will send in checks. So, like, why not? So the shaila is, you have no intention really in inviting all these people. All right. So first of all, there's two. There's two reasons why it's mutter. Number one is because in a chanami, you don't want all 500 people to come, but out of the 500. And there's some people that maybe they're not your best friend, but you wouldn't mind if they happen to be in New York, they'll stop in. So first of all, you taka are inviting them.
Sure.
Number one. But number two, there's another heter, is that the sma is medayik in the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, lo yisharev adam. What's the lashon? It says, Omar Meir, al yisharev adam lechavera, which means to insist. But the sma says, to invite the guy once, even if insisting. You know, that's being polite.
Yeah.
So anything which is together being polite, right? You know, the guy's making a bar mitzvah. All the way on the other side of town. He can't, whatever.
They get upset.
He doesn't need you to come. He's not inviting you, but it's polite to invite the people. So anything which is together being polite is not going to have his das. That's being polite. So it's only al yisharev adam, which means that you can't insist. Make a kilo like it's going to make it or break it. You're really going
to
make my sins. I really need you to be there. You know, a guy's not going
to
be there. That taka is awesome. But just to be polite, to the guy's mother. So again, the Lamaisa to summarize is that the Ritva holds that Gneva's Das is included in Le Signoiv, it's an Isra de Araisa in a sale situation. In a non-sale situation, the Mefarshim and the Rambam seem to say it's Dirabanan, and the Machlokes, does it apply to a guy or not? The Bach seems to say it does not apply to a guy. Others, the Amshar Shleiman, and others, the Medayik and the Rambam, that it does apply to a guy. But the first case for sure does apply to a guy. And maybe even on a deraisa level, it applies to God. What?
Why wouldn't it?
Because it's one notch down. It's only a derabanan, and memela you're being mechanefim.
That's all right.
It's okay. I mean, the shaila is fakir. Why does it apply to a guy on the deraisa? You're allowed to do einotin. So you're allowed to do einot. The Bach asks if you're allowed to do einot. Why you're not allowed to do this? I mean, the whole problem of einot is like sigzol.
It's not a regular thing.
Right.
It's
what? Right, it's the right. So even Gneva's moment of a guy is only also the Rabbanon.
Don't forget, money you can give
so
back.
It's worse.
Gneva's
somehow
nice,
the fact
you can't
that.
Return.
So. What?
It's Gneva's nice, you can't give back.
It's the right, okay, but I know it's Mutter. So this is in a sale.
So
the Maisa, the Bach, I don't know, the Bach says the difference between I know and this is I know he knows that he's. Eventually he'll find out that he's ripping him off. Here, he's just going to be machzik toiva to you his whole life.
Right.
He's going to think that, you know, this guy did the biggest favor for me, and meanwhile he didn't. So anytime
he's masking to the price.
Right, he's masking over here. He's only masking because he thinks it's one thing, it's not the other. Right. So therefore, bottom line is you got to be honest.
How come the Gemara teaches this case?
Let's go ahead.